Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
It's Pro Fan Samaria by Joy Celebration featuring Charisma Hanekom. It all takes us down to 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you. You have just tuned in. Happy, happy Friday. We've made it yet to an end of another rainy and cold week. Oh man, I can't wait to rest and just bask on the weekend. The great news is we're going into a long weekend, and so you will get to rest. If you're not in studio like myself on Monday, you can rest literally until Monday. And so it's Friday. Now, as you know, Fridays are particularly dedicated to book reviews. I am inviting you, my friend, also, if you have a Christian book that you feel you'd love to come and discuss with me right here, contact us and let us know what the book is all about. Obviously, I'm going to scan it now, my friend. Need to scan it first, and you may sit with me one particular Friday right here, because I'm really curious to hear how people think, how people author their books, and what really inspires it. I'm really blessed that in studio this afternoon I have with me Babusibusi Somanana. He's not alone, though she's shy and she's not going to be saying much, but she's definitely going to be greeting us here. I've got Babusibusi, so who, surprisingly, guys, okay, I don't know if I should say surprisingly, but it put a smile on my face, guys. Oh, Baba knows this. Baba knows Spectrum. He's a family member of Spectrum. I was talking about something. He says, you're also a twin, right? I'm like, you know that? Yeah. Babusibusi, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit. Welcome home, actually.
Good afternoon, Lekolna. I'm actually a fan. I've been following this program for quite a while now.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you very much that ultimately I've ticked off that bucket list for me.
Very interesting. Mampumzile, I'm not going to put you on the spotlight. I see you are really shy, but I need to say good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I am well, thank you. I hope you are blessed too, hey?
Blessed, and I'm more blessed to actually have you guys in studio with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you for welcoming us.
Oh, man. Now, guys, I'm going to let her off because I don't know if she's shy or, you know, she had a resolve with hubby that, listen, you're going to represent our book today.
She's actually not shy, but she loves the head leads.
I love to hear love to hear that. And Mampumzile have actually authored a beautiful book, and I must say, today I was telling them, I was sitting in the office of this Anycon, we're like, hey, we're getting really, really interesting books, especially in this month, interestingly titled. And so he's going to unpack this book for us, and it's titled Spiritual Cancer. But before we get to the book, I think I'm really curious to get to know you guys. I think what's certain that we know right now is that you guys are Radio Pulpit family. But I'd love to get to know you guys more, where you're from exactly. Are you pastors of a particular church? Are you marriage counselors? You know, family, everything. Who are you? When I speak of Mr. Sbusiso and Mrs. Pumzile Manana, who am I speaking about or to?
You're speaking firstly to the children of God. We are born again and we love the Lord. I think for us that is very basic. We are originally from Mpumalanga. There is a small town in Mpumalanga called Amersfoort.
Oh.
And my wife, by default, she's also coming from that side. But she's from Tembisa. So we are in Kempton Park now. This is where we are. And like I said, we are children of God. We are marriage, Christian marriage counselors.
I love that. And, you don't forget that part.
Yeah, Christian marriage counselors. Mm. And we also do coaching. And that is basically what we do for us. What we are doing is really a ministry.
Yeah.
We were brought up in the church. We are planted in the church as well currently. And that's essentially us.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Lovely. You've got a young man here, guys. Let's give honor where it's due. Is that your son?
Yes, yes, yes. Lord has actually entrusted us with two kids. We've got this young man who is here, and we also have our daughter who's unfortunately not with us. She's in Potchefstroom at University of Northwest, that side. But yeah, the Lord has been very good to give us this phenomenal, phenomenal.
You're blessed with good balance. Girl and a boy, that's a good balance. Now, Bob's Musi, so let's talk about your writing journey. And I think it's interesting for me, particularly because you didn't author the book alone, but you did it alongside your beautiful wife. Have you guys always written books, or is this your very first?
This is the very first published, but we do have few manuscripts that have not yet been published.
What are the chances of a couple actually being writers together? Why the love for writing? Are you guys both avid readers?
In the ministry that we are in of marriage counseling and coaching, we tend to interact with a lot of people, and over time we kind of reflect on our conversations with those people.
Yeah.
And based on that, we document all of those things. And then over time, a book will come. And I must say, but in particular with this one, it is a combination of what we've observed, also our marriage journey, and the things that we see happening around us, more especially within the house of the Lord. Yes.
I must say, though, like I'm saying, we often find one party, and there's nothing wrong. We'll find the wife authoring or the husband authoring. It's interesting for me because you guys could come to a consensus and say, hey, we've traveled with these couples. We've seen these things happen. And I think there has to be some form of agreeability between the two of you to say, these are our observations equally for you guys to get to this particular book. So kudos that you guys could actually co-author the same book and agree on views actually in this book. Now, let's talk about the title Spiritual Cancer.
Yes.
Of all titles, you guys had to think Spiritual Cancer. What is this cancer and why? Why do you consider it a cancer?
I'm just going to give a more literature definition of this spiritual cancer, which we have described it as those subtle behaviors in marriage or relationships that creeps in slowly, but over time they develop into bigger things.
Okay.
That ultimately, when you see the seed that you have planted developed, you find it difficult to trace it to where it started.
Yeah, because it's been happening over time.
Over time, and you just did not notice it, or you just took it as a behavior that's going to change over time.
Sure. And when you say took it as a behavior that's going to change, are you now talking about what both parties are investing into this marriage? And one thinks, look, he's going to get better, she's going to get better, but meanwhile, these things are contributing to, or is this a particular act?
It is exactly that. It is exactly that. For the mere fact that a community or this generation of ours don't have a lot of time to dedicate to talking, dedicate to just taking stock of their relationship, their marriages.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that you really take for granted. For instance, I'm from Amersfoort, and I've never saw anybody buying anybody flowers that side.
Okay.
And then I came to Joburg here, met this very beautiful woman. She has seen a lot of people buying each other flowers and all of that.
So, and probably desires it as well.
Probably desires it. But for me, because I don't have a reference point of that, then it becomes an issue. Then I tend to lean more on, I can't do this because
it's just not me.
It's just not me.
Sure.
And I disregard her feelings.
Mm.
So those are just some of the things. But things like anger, things like just sin of not telling the truth.
True.
Things like just outburst.
Sure.
Those are some of the things that, unfortunately, if they are not properly monitored, they end up really being that one big thing that will just destroy what God has created to be enjoyed by two loving people.
It's interesting you should mention the subject of flowers, Vanisi, because I think 2 days ago I was talking to Pastor Bandile Wagcine, and he was actually speaking to married couples as well. One of the things he said, and I think it brings me to my next thing, is oftentimes we want to love people how we understand love. And I think it speaks to what you just spoke about.
Yes.
I don't want to give her flowers because that's not my description of love.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of couples say, oh, well, look, Valentine's is not a big thing in my household. And if you were to sit down and really ask, do both parties feel the same? Chances are, yes, they do. But also it could be that one of them didn't want to budge. And then the other one was like, I'm not going to get it anyway. It's fine. This is how we do things. Whereas you're not really looking at what the other party wants. And so I was actually saying to him, you know, I've really come to learn, Wuthi, how you want to be treated is how you should be treated. And I need to learn how you want to be treated, how you want to be loved. And I think we really disregard that oftentimes. Could that really be one of the cancers that you address?
Yes, yes, true. One of the things that we address really in the book, and we go deep into that, is that you will find oftentimes the marital breakdown, it is caused by things like that, but also bitterness, unforgiveness,
sure,
pride, poor communication, for instance.
That's a big thing.
Because people think that because they can talk, they know how to communicate. And there is a big difference there. Like things like emotionally and spiritually infidelity.
Sure.
For instance.
Okay.
Those are some of the things that are destroying this union. And those things we tried to capture them, we tried to research them. They are in the book, we're talking about them. Things like your generational patterns, for instance, right? Your household where you were brought up determine ultimately how you are going to relate with the person that you're going to get married to eventually. Things like your spiritual apathy, you know, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have written this book predominantly for Christian couples because these are the issues that we've seen and noticed within the church.
Yeah. You speak of emotional infidelity. It's an interesting concept, I must say. But I really want you to elaborate more on this one. What are you talking about when you speak of emotional and spiritual infidelity? How does that look like?
Emotional infidelity, it's you are here, I can see you, but you are not here.
Oh, okay. Ngomzimba, physically you're here.
You're here.
But you're far away from this relationship.
You're far away.
Sure.
And that could be as a result of a lot of things. One of those things, you might be going through your own issues at work.
Okay.
That you find it difficult to speak to your partner.
Okay.
Because for some reason you think that your partner will judge you. You've got your own personal issues, societal issues that you are going through, that you find it difficult to speak to your partner, while the primary reason and purpose why you get into a relationship, a marriage relationship, is that when things get heavier, you've got this one person that can assist you.
Sure, not your spouse.
Exactly.
Sure. You always run to this person, but this person's just not your wife or your husband.
Exactly.
Ish. This is a hectic one.
Yeah.
It's a hectic one. And I think it's a hectic one because we always think these acts are harmless. You know,
exactly.
You think this is my go-to person.
Exactly.
And also the reality, sometimes we don't know how your spouse feels about you running to this very same person.
True.
And
also another thing that we take it for granted. Take it for granted, really, the importance of as a couple, having your own ministry, having your own church at home, having your own time to read the Bible together, having your own time to pray together, and doing all of these things where you could have your own family meetings.
Right?
And if you are not doing that, you are bound to do things that are direct opposite of what you are supposed to be doing as a couple. Because something gets to be done wrong today, because you don't have a platform where you could raise that to say, I love your cooking, but yesterday what happened?
Okay.
Right?
I hear you.
And or maybe you get a question of, I've been asking you to take out that trash for a long time, and it looks like you are not listening to me. You see?
I hear you.
Sure. Yes. They're very interesting, I must say. You actually made mention of something very interesting as well, Mfundisi, before we went on air. You know, we often assume, and I think as a lot of people, Amakhosa would say, when a marriage ends, kukeza indoda. In other words, it's the man's fault, you know, oftentimes.
Yes.
And so there are always beliefs and notions that we have as to why marriages end.
Yes.
And I think one of the most obvious, oftentimes, and assumptions that we make when a marriage ends is that there's been infidelity. We think people are breaking up because there's been cheating.
Yes.
And you I think you picked my brain there because you were like, hey, that's it's maturity. That's not the reason. Let's talk more about that. Where does that finding come from?
I wish somebody could invest in us, give us money, so that we can do a proper research on this.
Yeah, yeah.
But of the people that I've spoken to that are having issues in their marriages, it has nothing to do with infidelity. There is no third person there.
Sure.
It's just between the two of them, disregarding this pain that they are going through every day that they are unable to talk about.
Yeah.
And you see something that is not wrong, and you say tomorrow it's going to get better. And tomorrow it's get worse.
Sure.
If here at home we have, for instance, a agreement that 8 o'clock every day is our devotional. You always miss that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yo, I like what you're mentioning there. When you say for whatever reason, you have a reason, but you know our agreement.
Yes.
You and I have an agreement. The reality is there'll always be an excuse, there'll always be a reason. But the question is our agreement hidden from you as my spouse? Sure. Yeah. And so these could be the issues that really, like you're saying, the cancers that could contribute.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And like I said, if somebody could invest money on this, we do a full-scale research, we take somebody, go and stand at High Court there when people are filing for divorce and all of that. You speak to them, you find out from them what is the real reason.
Yeah. It may be also that, yes, there was cheating, but you find, Wootsie, that's not what sent them out.
That's correct. Because that bitterness, because I'm staying here at home with somebody that is always bitter, then I would want to go out.
Yeah.
And get somebody that will make me laugh. I will go out and want to get somebody that will talk to me.
Sure.
Because the one that I'm with here, she's always bitter for whatever reason. And her bitterness might not be as a result of what is happening here at home. Maybe she or he's bitter with his father, for instance.
Now it's affecting this marriage.
Now it's affecting this one.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a really interesting finding, I must say, because we don't think that far. So in essence, what you're saying is, even if the cheating has happened, it could just be a reactionary behavior more than the main issue. Because you're now reacting like you're saying because the other one is absent, because you feel you're not heard, you're looking for somebody else. But the real issue started with the communication not being effective, actually.
The right way to put it, cheating is a byproduct of something.
Yeah. Sure.
Because here you are standing in front of a pastor.
Mm.
You exchange your vows. You love one another.
Mm.
What happened tomorrow when you cheat?
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly between the cheating and standing before the pastor exchanging vows,
yeah,
something happened. What is it?
Mm.
Those are the spiritual cancers.
Yeah. Okay, this is really, really interesting. But here's my question. How, now that we've spotted these cancers, for instance, let's say we're still on a good path, or we're still trying to find our feet. We're spotting these cancers. What is the remedy? Because I'm a very solution-oriented person. Let's see. Yes, we find ourselves at a crossroads, but how do we find our feet again? Is there a recourse for this?
Definitely.
Mm.
Definitely. Remember, marriage is not man-made.
I love that.
Marriage is one thing that God and God alone created.
Designed. Mm.
So your first call is to go to the one that said to you,
yeah,
you must go into this thing.
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
Tell God your frustrations.
Mm.
Tell God that this thing seems like it's not working for me. Right?
Mm.
Because sometimes you might make hasty decisions.
True.
While it is just the enemy attacking the both of you.
Mm.
Because if you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6:10, it's very clear who's our enemy.
Okay.
What is it that you are fighting?
Mm.
Sometimes the fight comes across as a physical one, while it is just the enemy trying to attack us and want to destroy what God has created. Exactly.
He's using us as a friend.
Definitely.
The real issue is deeper than what meets the eye.
That is
sure.
That is one thing. But also secondly, the way that we have structured the book, the way that we have written the book, if you do have the book, you are having one, the word of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, in this book, we are giving you solutions.
Mm.
But also number three, we are giving you practical counseling tips.
You just answered my question, because I was going to ask, is this like a guide type of a book where you're able to live and walk through it with your partner?
That's true.
Mm.
That's true. And so the book, one, it does the diagnosis of issues. Number two, it makes you to understand, uncover those problems that
yeah.
But also number three, it makes you now to confront them.
Right? Sure.
When you interface with the book gives you that opportunity to confront those. Then it takes you through the healing journey.
Mm.
Right? Then it takes you through the restoration.
Yeah. Phase. Yeah.
Right. And we could agree.
Mm.
We're talking these things, for instance, in about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But that process does not take 5 minutes.
Mm.
That process takes intentionality amongst the two. Because you might go through issues, but if the two of you are not in agreement that there are issues, then there is a problem.
Ish. Or if you are cut on saying, no, the issue's not me. You know, there's a television program we've been watching. We know it, of a polygamous man who always says, no, the issue is not me. The issue is everybody else, but not you. You know, we see it a lot. And I think, especially where conflict arises, you know, nobody wants to see themselves as the real issue in the situation. And I think that in itself, not being able to admit that I have a role that I've played or to play, then it causes a further conflict, actually.
That's correct.
Mm, because admission is very important.
Yes.
Sure. Love it. I love it. Why would you say I should get my hands on this book? The listeners listening right now, they're like, this is really an interesting conversation, but why is this book so important in my marriage? What will it do for me?
The book is very important. Number one, we read the book, we took out some pages out of this book that we thought they were not relevant, but We were brought up in the church. We're in the church.
Yeah.
We're seeing the issues that are there.
Mm.
One of the things that I think the church is on the back foot, the ministry of marriages within the church, it's not as prevalent as it's supposed to.
Okay.
So now what we're trying to do, we're trying to say, Mfundisi, do what you are supposed to do. Deal with people from their soul, from their heart, right? But also have somebody that will now get into the family structures, get into relationships. Because if, for instance, myself and my wife are having issues, chances are one of us will not go to church on Sunday.
True, true.
Then what happens to the church?
Sure. You're reminding me, Mfundisi. I was so shocked. Somebody said the husband pastors the church, but wife doesn't go to church. Doesn't go to the same church. Not that she's not born again. She stopped. And I think when those things happen, I worry as well, Guti, are these not aspects that actually cripple and injure the church as well? Because I'll ask myself, why? Why will your own wife not sit under your ministry?
That's true.
Sure.
I usually says you can't be fed from different pots. Because we go to church to be fed.
Yep.
Spiritually.
True.
So, but we can't be fed from different pots, right? Because that is where the problem becomes.
Yeah.
You come with your own doctrine from wherever you are coming from. I come with my own doctrine from wherever I'm coming from. Then we're in conflict.
It's going to cause more conflict than there already is, actually.
Yes. So the book really, it is for us, it is designed for other marriage counselors. It's designed for pastors. It's just designed for couples that are getting into marriage.
Yeah.
And maybe they skipped the premarital.
Yeah. Because that happens a lot. Yeah.
Yes. And very critical. So we encourage people, get hold of us, get hold of the book, read the book. Right. And also another thing that we are addressing here is that even the marriage counselors inside the church, if they can interface with the book, critique if they want to critique it.
Yeah.
But we believe that this is the best.
Wow. That's a level of humility, by the way, to say we're open critic if you need to, but definitely there's a lot to learn and pick up from the book.
Yes.
I wouldn't be doing justice to this conversation, Mfundisi, if you didn't direct us as to where we can get the book, how we can get our hands on the book. How do we do that?
Lukona, like I said to you, I'm coming from a small town, Amersfoort, and so me and technology, we're just not friends. So I've got a team that is really assisting us because they saw that deficiency in, at least on my side. So they are just trying to put together our social media pages and the website as well. But for now, until further notice, we are happy to get any queries regarding the book via WhatsApp or call. I can give the number that they can use.
Yes, please.
067-028-0829.
Okay, you can repeat it.
067-028-0829.
All right. 08029 or 0829?
028-0829.
All right. Perfect. That's the one. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And I think I'll bring Mama back in here. Thank you. Thank you for the visit. And thank you for sharing such wisdom with us. And I'm blessed to be sitting on this seat because I am going to get to feast on the book. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate that.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for the time. And thank you very much for inviting us. We really appreciate the moment that we've spent with you.
Amen. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.